Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
With the second pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Golden State Warriors select James Wiseman from the University of Memphis.
How strange that feels, because we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. We've had an NBA draft, 21 NBA drafts since then, so it was a year ago today. And it's great to be joined again by Bob Myers, president of basketball operations and GM of the Warriors. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. We haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Never better. We're getting ready for Turkey Day, and you guys are playing great, and it's fun. But we just played that cut. And it's, you know, it was a sad day and a happy day, because obviously it was a sad day earlier in the day. You found out about Clay later in the day. You get a guy like James Wiseman. So how, take us through the emotions 1 year ago today.
Ah, man, not a good day for the most. I mean, I know the draft is supposed to be fun, but you just couldn't get there. I couldn't. With the Clay stuff so raw, and it was, I'm sitting where I was sitting at my desk at the facility. I was on the trip, but I came back yesterday from New York. I was sitting right where I'm sitting when we called Joe in, and he was actually at the draft. He was next to me. And I got the call from Clay's agent, kind of like 911, call me. And that's never good, right? And I called him, and he said, I think he just did his Achilles. And I just, there's nothing. So I said, Joe, we need to talk. And then I grabbed Steve, and we draft up at the ninth floor of the facility. It's a nice room. And I said, let's go down to my office. So we talked on the way down the elevator. And there's just quiet, right? There's no words that are good. And I said, we got to call Steph. I think he was in Mexico. I forget where he was. And when we told him, it's weird how it hits everybody differently, but that's when it hit me the hardest, is when we told him. And it just felt like, you know, damn. We didn't expect to... You get Durant, win championships, you think, of course, it's never going to be that all the time. But coming off Steph's hand and Clay's Achilles, I mean, Kevin leaving and then Clay's ACL, it's just kind of like, okay, we got it. You know, we don't think we're better than anybody. I mean, the scales are balancing now. And then to get that happen, it just shook everybody up. You're not supposed to have that news on the draft day. So it was kind of a lot to process.
But you're back, and it's great to hear your voice again. We're giving you a hug right through the microphone. We've missed you. And you're back, and Clay's starting to come back. So we're so excited, because once they say 5-on-5, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, that means he can get bumped. He can full contact, and he can go now. And what I've read, he did it Monday. He did it yesterday. Is it every other day? And there will be a point where he'll get the green light to compete 5-on-5 in a practice setting, a scrimmage with his own teammates next week maybe.
Yeah. You know what I miss about when we had our show is the medical Dr. Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Papa. You love this stuff. You're good at it, too. You learned a lot, man.
My bedside manner is soothing for you, right?
Oh, sure.
So good. It's really, you could be a good ortho guy. I've seen a lot of these. You're right. That's the last step. And it'll be days where he does a couple in a row. It'll be one off, one on. I'll probably go down to Santa Cruz and get some in there. And hard part is finding NBA guys on our team to do it, because you're not going to drag Steph and Draymond out there, have them scrimmage. You may, when he gets closer, if we have a couple days, I have to look at the schedule, if we have a couple days in between and you want to put him with that unit, I think we should try to find a time to do that and just get them some reps together, which I think is important. Not that they don't know how to play with him, but maybe he to play with them again. But it's really, exciting to see him play basketball again. I mean, it's just 2 years, way too long for a guy as good as he is and who loves it as much as he does. So, yeah, man, it's I know you're going to ask when. I don't know. And same with Wiseman. It's going to be how their body tells them. I don't think we're going to rush either guy. I think that's not smart. And we're not hiding a date from you either. I know some stuff leaked out. That's speculation. I mean, you guys could hang up with me and say, I think he's going to play on this day or that day. The stuff about a home game is true. That's true. I mean, Steve and I talked, Clay, we all want to do it at home. But it'll be when it is. I mean, he's going to have to play, and if he feels great in a month from now, I don't know, or it'll maybe sooner if he doesn't, if it's taking longer, if it's an endurance thing, same with James. But you can, when you start playing and you're on that precipice of kind of going live, doing a long scrimmage, means you're close, and that feels good for him and everybody in the organization.
Bob Myers is joining us, president and GM, president of basketball operations, GM of the Warriors, Pop and Lund here on the Sports Eater. It would seem to me, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know what to expect from Clay, but it would seem to me that Clay's an easier than most to integrate him back into things because he doesn't need the ball a ton. You don't need to really do it. I mean, offensively especially, he's going to catch it. He's going to shoot it. Now, defensively, I don't know what to expect, especially after an ACL and an Achilles. But is it fair to say that Clay, when he is ready to go, is a guy that isn't going to be as difficult maybe as most to integrate back into the lineup?
I think you're right. I think it's got history there. He knows who he's playing with. He's got a comfort level with the team, with the staff, with Steve, with what we do. We haven't changed a ton of what he came back to. I joked with him. I said, you know, this new NBA, man, you're going to have to shoot 10 threes a game. He kind of laughed. I said, I'm serious. I don't know how much he shot before, but Steph's averaging 13.5, which if you said that to him 3-4 years ago, people would have said you're kind of crazy, but that feels like the right number. So he'll have to adapt. The NBA has changed a little bit. I think the officiating, going back to calling it a little looser, will help him. I think he wasn't the last – you got to remember, 2 years out, I think he'll like this officiating for the way he guards. And so there's some things I think he'll come back to that are good. The hardest part will be trusting his body and playing at the speed of an NBA game. You just can't mimic that kind of speed and pace in practice and the scrimmage in Santa Cruz. But, you know, when he comes back, hopefully we'll have a lot of games to get him to where he needs to be come the spring and summer.
As far as who he is right now, and he'll have time to get into his body, but when you think of Clay and you think of him on defense, he is a guy who guards the ball as well as anybody has in the NBA. Just moves his feet, long arms, quick feet to get to spots. You have a lot of guys that can do that now. Kuminga really impressed me the other night, the way he guarded Harden. And you've got others. You've got Andre back, and obviously Wiggins does it well. Do you expect Clay to be able to guard the ball out in the middle of the floor off this injury, or might he have to be more of a wing defender right away, Bob?
I think that may be the toughest. This isn't an indictment of him. Any athlete coming back, offensively, you know where you're going, and you choose the movement for the most part. Defender might cut you off, and you have to react to that. But defense is all reaction. So the hardest thing when I think we come up an injury is learning how to react quickly. And that's the challenge for any athlete, a cornerback coming back, you know, any player that needs to play that kind of defense in space, which that's another thing. The NBA, we never played more space than we do now. So, but the thing that's interesting is, you know, you look at what we've been really good at, the record's good, but our defensive rating, we can play defense. We can put some good defensive lineups out there. I think we need his offense more than we need his defense. We need that shooting. Specifically, if you look at the losses, it's the last 6 minutes in a half-court basketball game. What are we doing? And that's where he really helps us, having a guy that can take tough shots in small spaces. He's got great size. He's got, obviously, his shooting is, we don't even need to talk about how good that is. He provides you with a weapon in the half court because that's the part that we are missing in some respects. It's not that Wiggins can't do it. It's not that Jordan can't do it. Those guys haven't done it to the degree Clay has done it in those moments where it's almost certain. I mean, what separates the great from the good is they do it at the when it matters the most. And Clay's already done all. It's like a hitter in a clutch moment or a quarterback in the fourth quarter. Everybody tracks their last 2 minutes or comeback wins. Clay is that guy, and those guys are invaluable. And if we want to do anything this year and play deep, we have to have that part of Clay. It doesn't mean the defense doesn't matter. Defense absolutely matters. But what he can do in the half court offensively is something that if we didn't have Clay, for example, he said, what do you guys need? I said, we just need a little bit more shooting or offense, I should say, in the last, in a tight game, in the last 6 minutes of the game, and that guy's coming.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Bob Myers is joining us. Obviously, we're talking Clay Thompson. We'll talk some other things as well. A year ago today, the injury to Clay, and, of course, the drafting of James Wiseman, as strange as that sounds. Can you clarify something? Just what is 5-on-5? I know that, you know, he's going to play 5-on-5, and he's going to be able to take contact. And just kind of so we know without asking all the time, you know, what does it mean, and how do we know when he's getting closer?
Well, it's so if you're coming back, 5-on-5, let's say you're trying to get to 5-on-5 in the NBA regular season. Okay, so what are you doing to get there? Probably starting with maybe some Barbosa. Hilton Armstrong's one of our coaches. So you're starting with controlled kind of half-court stuff. And then you're saying, can we open this up a little bit to some of the guys that have been around the facility, or you pull in some guys that aren't in the NBA, or you pull in Santa Cruz guys. And that's where the control lessens, meaning now you're just playing basketball. Understanding that you're not playing with guys that might hurt you. They're all aware of what you're trying to do, but they're still playing basketball. And then the next progression would be, for how long can you do that, right? Can you put Clay, can you simulate a game, a 48-minute game, and say you're going to play 24 minutes? Can you do that in Santa Cruz, which we probably will do at some point, and say let's make it a game, and let's set a minute limits on his – you know, he starts the game first 6 minutes of the first quarter, then second, you know, whatever you want to do with it. And Rick Celebrini will decide that with Clay, how you feeling. And we'll be there, and Rick will be there saying, how do you feel? So that's the control. And then after that, maybe it's up with our team, and you're practicing, and you're doing contact in other ways, 3-on-2, 2-on-1, other drills you're in that aren't necessarily 5-on-5, but it's full-speed NBA team practice with NBA players to the degree where what's the next – there's no steps left after a certain point, because you cannot adequately prepare for an NBA game. That's why we have the preseason without playing an NBA game. He doesn't have the luxury of playing in preseason games. So the last step, you can't prepare for the last step, which is playing in an NBA game. But this isn't football where there's only 16, 17 games. This is 82 games. So if it takes 15, 20, 30 games for him to get to where he needs to go, then that's what it takes. But that's the only way to do it, to a certain degree, to get reacclimated, is to play in the NBA. But those are kind of the steps to get there.
So you're actually going to throw him into G League games, or are you just going to scrimmage with the G League players?
No, I was more meaning scrimmaging. I was more meaning scrimmaging. Yeah. If he banged the table and said, I want to play, we haven't even gotten there. I don't think that's in the plans.
Yeah.
But the practicing, I'm in a G League scrimmage when I say G League.
Yeah. You can control it. Yeah.
You don't want some young guy undercutting Clay on the other side.
I don't think that's the right thing. Yeah.
You know, so Clay's been given the green light to go to 5-on-5, which means his body can take contact. Conversely, James Wiseman off the meniscus has not. Should we assume by that, Bob, that Clay would come back and play in NBA games before Wiseman does?
I don't think you should assume that. Is it possible? I think the thing with the Achilles and a meniscal repair, I don't know that, and it'll depend, Pop, on how they look throughout the process. If Clay's 3 weeks into 5-on-5 and says, hey, I'm not there, I need more time, or Rick Celebrini says that,
then that's the deal. That's the answer. If James is 3 weeks into 5-on-5 and Rick says he's ready to go, then that's your answer. So it's not that one started before. It doesn't mean if they had both had the exact same injuries, I'd tell you, yeah, and they had the exact same bodies, but they're totally different bodies. They're totally different injuries. So it comes down to when does Rick Celebrini kind of say to them, and they say to Rick, I trust my body, and he says, you're ready to roll. And that's the answer to your question. It doesn't mean because Clay started earlier that he'll be ready earlier.
Hey, Bob, so obviously in Clay's situation, he's an established guy, even though these are two major injuries, and you kind of know what to expect. But with James Wiseman, obviously that injury comes at a bad time. And so what has he been doing? Is he bigger? Has he developed his body? What kind of things has he actually been able to do, although he's having to fight through an injury here?
Definitely upper body strength and even lower body to some degree. Looks, I don't know if you guys have seen, he looks a lot bigger.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
On site. And I don't know if that's 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 15 pounds, but he's bigger. And the other thing, we've had him working with one of our development coaches, Dejan, who comes from Serbia and worked with Jokic. And not that he's trying to make him Jokic, he's not trying to do that, but kind of refining. We let James kind of run free last year, because we didn't really know what we had. I don't know that any of our players knew. Again, he missed summer league. He missed training camp. He just started the first game of the year. And even Steve said, I got to see what this guy is, which is fine. But with that, you get ups and downs. And I think now we feel like we have some sense of what he can do. But if you've heard Steve speak about how he would use him, it's probably different than we're going to throw you the ball, you know, 12 feet off the block and let you go to work. That's not many people in the NBA do that, let alone a 20-year-old anymore. So how do you utilize them and simplify a system, much like you would a young quarterback? You say, I'm not going to throw the whole playbook at you. I'm going to give you some plays that fit what you do best. Maybe it's high screen and rolls with Curry or Jordan Poole, just dive into the rim. Maybe you're just dive into the rim. Last year, it was kind of everything, right? It was a pin down to start the game for a three-point shot. I mean, I don't know that we'd be doing that anymore. And we've changed, too. Our team has changed. So the question will be, defensively, are you in the right spot? He'll be playing with different players. I mean, you play with Andre Iguodala, he'd probably make us three look like we know how to guard. Even Draymond, I mean, as good as he is, and the way Gary Payton's guarding, we've got some pretty – I look at the best defenders in any sport as being able to almost guard their guy plus another guy. And if you watch Draymond and Andre and Gary, it's – they're not only guarding their guy, they're disrupting the action. So that helps a young guy like James. If you make a mistake, or Kuminga, or even a Jordan Poole, Moody, they cover up some of those mistakes, which is what a veteran should do. So we got to see, John, what does this look like in the G, you know, if he's practicing in the G League, if he plays a couple G League games as rehab assignments, if he's scrimmaging with us, what does this look like? And I wish I could answer it more definitively, but even us, I don't know what it'll look like. I know he's a great kid. I know he's been working extremely hard. I know we've got some great coaching around him. I know his teammates believe in him. They keep mentioning how we need him. Steve does too. I believe it. I can't answer. And what it looks like early, John, may not look the same a month from when he begins again. So it's a question I would love the answer to, but I don't think anybody knows it.
All right, while you wait for these two big pieces to come back, and they could wind up both being starters, obviously Clay and Wiseman could as well, you only lost two games, and you're 12-2, and you look really solid. I mean, overall, your starting group, what Jordan has become, where Draymond's at now, Steph being Steph, and the bench, you know, GP2 is insane. Bielitsa, Andre looks like he just fits so well what you do. Otto Porter Jr., Kuminga is in the rotation. Damian Lee goes on and on and on. You guys are solid. I mean, you probably want to wait a few more games to get a handle, maybe get to the 20-game mark, Bob, but what do you see from your team?
I mean, you've seen football training camps with the 49ers, with the Raiders, baseball. You've seen ours. You've seen many teams preparing for a season and probably been close to it. That's the thing I would say about this team. If you were around us kind of on a beat writer type level, you would have seen in training camp, this feels pretty good. This feels right from an organizational, cultural, personnel fit, coaching staff. And that's all you can – so if you're here, when I would talk to Steve or Joe or the people I work with or the players or Draymond or Steph or anybody, I'd say, you know, I think we might have a chance this year. Chance to be I don't know what, but this feels like a good fit with what we're trying to do. But you don't know, right? Then the guy Curry sprains his hand. It's all kind of shot. That can happen too. But it felt like we were going in a direction, and we took preseason seriously. And you saw that if people watched our preseason, and you saw Poole coming on a little bit, and you saw Draymond's intention, which makes a huge difference. Draymond Green's kind of mental intention to the game, that's our kind of compass in many ways. So you saw him show up with a determination. And then you saw the veterans that we signed, and clearly Iguodala fits like an old shoe and just walks right in. And you saw that, you know, this is kind of feels like a good blend. If you asked me what we'd be after 14 games, I wouldn't have said this. I don't think Steve would have said this. But it felt like when we were watching scrimmages early on that we could be a good defensive team. And after the first few games, talking to Steve, I said, you know what, I don't know everything about this team, but I think one thing I would say we can be is a really good defensive team. And that was an early takeaway of this group, mentally, physically, personnel-wise, could guard the ball, could guard off the ball. And a lot of people thought, me included, rebounding has been an issue for this organization. And we didn't, you know, even with Wiseman out, but the rate with which we're rebounding has been tremendous. But that's a group thing, and you don't know if there's a commitment to that. So, yeah, early, really early. I think the thing I like the most is the belief in the group, in each other, and kind of the sacrifice guys were already making. And Curry's, I should have probably led with him, but maybe I assume it's obvious. Yeah. The fact we haven't even talked about him in 20 minutes.
It's amazing.
Discussion.
Yeah.
To take this guy. I mean, I feel like you vacillate. I vacillate between talking the superlatives about him or not talking at all. Cause it's either how great is this guy or why are we wasting time talking about how great, you know, he is, or Barry Bonds, or Joe Mike. Like, it's obvious. Let's talk about something else. So you can't skip over that because he's the engine. He's the, you know, he's our quarterback in a sense. You know, you got to have a quarterback, and that's the one. And he bails you out. He's bailed us out in games. And he's the one that creates all the gravity. He's the one that scares the heck out of the opponent. But not only that, if you come into this team as a young player, as an old player, you know, accomplished, not accomplished, you can't not look at him and respect him as a person, as a player, as a leader. And he has really stepped into that role in ways that we could. I mean, even I was talking to Dunleavy last night, and Mike Dunleavy grew up in the NBA. He played, he was a third pick, his dad coached forever. He even had a moment last night we were talking, he said, how good is Curry? And we even do that because I don't know if you guys do that, but
every
I hope
game,
our fans and listeners, it's unbelievable. Like, it's never – people – I have to remind myself, this is not happening again. But it's not – this guy's not – and I'm talking when it's all done, where does he rank as far as NBA players? And you can argue about that all day long, but I will say this. Maya Angelou has a great quote. She says, people will forget what you did, they'll forget what you said, but they won't forget how you made them feel. As far as how he makes people feel – tell me somebody that makes people feel more. And being in that Brooklyn game, I can't – you guys got to come to – you guys have seen us play live. Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky how many times I've got to see this guy play live. I swear, it'd be like going to every one of Joe Montana's games or every one of Barry Bonds, whoever your person is in life. It's pretty unbelievable to see him just that many times.
Well, I know we got to let you go, but we were talking to Marcus Thompson about this. How many guys go on the road and get MVP chance? Who gets that? Like, that happens to Chase all the time. It's kind of the bit. Like, any good player that comes to the line, MVP, MVP, I get it. You're in Brooklyn, in Kevin Durant's house, and Kevin's sitting over there going, seriously? This guy again?
Yeah.
He's laughing about it, maybe. But, I mean, that just doesn't happen. And it's because, like you said, it's Steph the person, it's Steph the player, it's Steph the entertainer. It's everything.
Yeah. And he's just – you can't create someone with that kind of magnetic – and ability and uniqueness. And I remember Pop, probably, I don't know when you stopped doing the Warrior stuff, but I was a young kid growing up, and when the Lakers, you might hear some Magic chants and Kobe, you know, but it takes a guy the highest level of compliment that people, but there was probably a lot of people not saying that, But people come to watch him play.
I think like Kevin was chanting. I think Harden was chanting. No. I think I saw the bench. Yeah. Yeah, okay, maybe they weren't.
Well, no, he's come from, I'll say this, from a peer standpoint. You got to remember, it wasn't always this way. And I know you guys were, John, I don't know how long you've been in the Bay Area watching the Warriors. Yeah. And when Steph showed up, it wasn't this. He's worked to this. It wasn't the guy was immediately this guy. He was great at Davidson and this and that, but to combine the efficiency with the winning, with the way he's playing defense, with the way he leads and conducts himself and has lived his life, that's all kind of happened over time. And it's fun to watch kind of a culmination of it, him being 33 now.
Hey, great catching up with you again. I don't know when we'll do it again, but that was a lot of fun. We always enjoy it, and we always appreciate the time, and congrats on the start.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
We miss you, man.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.